As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froffies!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Ah, oh, Fat, we're back into the pubs and restaurants from tomorrow, and I cannot wait.
You can't wait, Jim. I'm going to pitch a tent outside my local gym, and I'm going to get the prime spot.
Shouldn't you be getting your own joint ready for business?
I should. Well, the Cremorne's ready to go, by the way, 11 a.m. on Monday. Anyway, this is a Sunday session, Jimmy boy. Just some of our gold from the week gone.
Yes, Mark Ricciuto's going to join us, plus an idiot file from you, Fat.
That's right, and I'll finish it off with a joke, of course, Jimmy boy. Yes. Probably from Thailand or somewhere. Up next, high-flying Western Bulldog Hayden Crozier.
Kicks it across the face. Sandilands there to try and keep it in play. He does keep it in play. Crozier! Gathered it from the boundary. Snapped it through for a six-pointer.
Oh, we love this young man, Bill. A, because he's quality, as in a good young fella. But B, he takes massive, great big hangers.
We love that.
Oh, man, Hayden Crozier joins us now. Welcome to you, H.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We love that, Croz, as Jim said there. And you've always taken them, mate. I'm just having a look back here in the old Roeville days. Geez, you took some hangers there.
Oh, well, that's the reason I got drafted. That's what everyone says. So, yeah, back in the junior days, obviously didn't mind going up for a couple of marks. But I've always been in a situation where I've dropped more than I've taken. So hopefully I can keep taking on and holding on to a few of them. That'd be nice.
Well, you were lucky enough. Just I don't know whether it was last year or the year before. It took that massive one. It was against Collingwood, H.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good commentary by you, JB.
Well, I was about to say, A, you want to be able to take a grab that big, but yeah. B, you want someone behind the microphone that can really do it justice.
High and wide. Oh, Crozier! Big, big climb. We saw a lot of this from him as a junior. That's a wonderful big hitch and grab.
Yeah, now, Bill.
Hitch and grab.
That's how you call it properly, Bill.
There's no doubt about that. I reckon it was fantastic too. But didn't it get you in trouble over in Frio trying to take a hang?
Yeah, it was a little bit different with my role. Obviously, at the time coming through as a youngster, you know, we had a lot of established players, especially in the forward line. One of the younger boys coming through, and obviously Pav was the main target down there. So it was basically get to his feet and try to crumb the balls, and hopefully it doesn't drop too many. But yeah, there was a few times where I went out where I got a little bit of a spray, but it's all good.
But you see, it's not just that one recently. We're having a bit of fun, but it was a great mark. But you've done it the whole way through. The Roeville you talked about, Bill, but also a huge one, I think, in the state series over, I don't know who it was, for WA in the square. So it's obviously something you've had in your game, H, all the way through.
Yeah, well, I think with my body type, it's probably, you know, always coming through. I was one of the skinnier kids, so I tried to sort of sit off and not engage in a lot of body contact. So it was probably something that came a little bit natural to me. And I got an older brother who's always a little bit bigger than me, and a lot of neighbours that I grew up with. So we'd always just sort of have a bit of fun in the street and try to take hangers on each other. So
that were the days. Vic Metro, that was, junior boy. That were the days. I remember that. Remember at school, you play at lunchtime and all you do is kick to kick and you just try and take hangers on blokes.
That's it. Just stand off, mate. Run and jump.
Stand off. And there'd be always some little fat kid or not fat kid.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Well, there was. And he was a dummy because he'd just stand there and you just jump on him every time.
No comment, mate. No comment.
How's it going at training? It'd be good this week, I reckon, a bit of contact finally. So, because I think before you only had your group of seven or eight, and that's all you saw for the whole week.
Yeah, all the boys were pretty up and about on Monday. It was always good to get back. Obviously, it's been a tough situation for a lot of people, and obviously footy players are no different. But yeah, it was just great to be around everyone again. And obviously it was good at first just to be around more than one other training partner, which was always good, and sort of getting back into that routine of being at the club. And but thoroughly enjoyed being with all the boys, and obviously the banter's coming back now, which is good, and the boys.
What about some of the hairdos? I mean, you've always been a bit weird out there, Bailey Smith, etc., but there's been he's had challenges recently.
Yeah, there's few of the young boys coming through. It probably wouldn't have happened when I was coming through. I reckon I would have gotten a bit of strife. So I don't think Rossi boy would have liked me coming in with a big mullet. I wouldn't have got away with that. But you know, someone like Bailey Smith, he can get away with it. He's obviously playing really good footy, and the fans love his mullet, so that's always good. And a couple of the boys have dyed their hair. which have got mixed reactions, but they like it, so be it.
Now, the bonking ban for the young single blokes, are you attached, Haydos?
No, I'm single, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
No.
So who polices it from the club, or how do you go about it? Who actually talks to you about the bonking ban?
Oh, well, we've obviously gone through with the AFL about what the rules are, and everyone's obviously going to abide by that. I think the thing with us is now we're just at a stage where we just want to play footy and we want to do everything we can to be able to do that every week. And I don't want to give you a generic answer, Bill, but that's basically where it's at the moment. Everyone just wants to get back and play. So we just want to do whatever we can to get the games up and going again, because obviously the fans want to see the games. And
good answer. Very good.
nice and safe.
You get off Tinder?
Mate, never on it, mate.
All right, I've got a text here from H. Bill.
Oh,
he says, Jim, just as you let this interview go, can you just play that grab for me one more time? I just want to
have
hear
a listen.
How well. So have a listen.
High and wide. Oh, Crozier! Big, big climb. We saw a lot of this from him as a junior. That's a wonderful big hitch and grab.
There you go, H.
Hitch and grab. What is that?
That's very good. I like that.
That's it, right. Bill. Just leave it at that. You don't need to say any more. Well done, H.
Well
great, great chatting to you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having
on your champ.
Now, listen, Friday flashback time, and these have been unbelievable. I have actually forgotten so much of what we've done over the 11 years of this show.
Yeah.
And these go a long way back too, Bill. This one, I think, is 2011.
Wow. I've forgotten too, Jim, how good we were.
No, true. And what worries me is that how far away you especially have fallen. You know, you used to actually be sharp.
I've only got better.
Anyway, what we've got here is an email, Fat.
An email?
Edward sends me an email from Ravenhall.
Where's Ravenhall?
Do you know where that is, Fat?
Yep.
Where?
Out there.
Out beyond Deer Park, out that way, Bill.
No.
West, out that way, well, Ravenhall. Ed Woods from Ravenhall, Fat.
You're a flog.
Anyway, he says the following. While you're digging up old stuff, can you replay the episode? we called episodes, I don't know. Can you replay the episode, he says, when Bill took a disliking to the name Trent? He goes, he's funny, Fat. Nowhere near as funny as you, Jim, but he's still funny. Go Saints, Edward from Ravenhall. So, Bill.
Yes.
We had a bit of this early on where you just didn't like a name for whatever reason.
Well, you know, when you could be anywhere and someone says, hi, I'm Ryan. And you go, you don't look like a Ryan.
A good example, because Ryan is a poxy name.
It is.
It mightn't be quite as poxy as Trent, though, as discovered back in 2011. Have a listen.
Last Saturday, went down for a beer and a bet down to the Valley Inn, Jim.
Yes.
I look forward to it. Just a couple of hours with the boys, box up a few trifectas, couple of frothies. I think it's nearly the best 2 hours you can have. And I met a bloke, Jim.
Oh, no.
Guess what his name was? He comes bouncing up and had a chat to him. I said, Billy, he said, my name?
Yep.
Have a guess what it was.
Oh, well, what? Of the available thousand names? Alfred.
Trent.
Oh, Trent.
T-R-E-N-T, Jim.
Yes.
Trent.
Yes.
Well, you know what I thought? Alarm bells went ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling off of my head.
I beg your pardon?
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Mate, that is the worst name I think I've ever heard for a bloke.
Trent.
Trent. For a bloke, it is not a bloke's name. Trent. So straight away, I get a picture of Trent in my head, even though I've met him.
Yep.
Guess what I'm assuming?
What?
He's a try-hard wannabe daggy Trent. This is what I'm assuming.
Okay.
On a hot day like today, he'd wear denim shorts.
Oh, no.
He watches border security.
Yes.
Wears a Swatch watch. Drives a convertible Capri.
Oh, no.
One of the old ones. Thoughts they're in and they're not in. And I bet you he's got food cooked by his mum in the freezer at home.
Oh, no.
Look, that's a terrible name, Jim. Trent. You've got four boys, Jim. Not one of them called Trent.
I must admit, I didn't consider Trent when we named him.
I got two. Never thought Trent. Never come to mind.
What else does a Trent do?
I never see any little kids running around called Trent.
Look at the call.
There's all the good Maxie and Oscar and Jonathan.
He's just putting his own there
straight away.
But I don't see any little Trent. Hey, Trent, come here. Watch out for the cars, Trent. No, no, and no.
I want you to take this next call.
I think that's it. We'll go back and play
Bill,
a song.
We've got one more just here, Bill.
Oh, Trent's on the line. G'day, Trent.
Billy, mate, what's going on?
Now, is that your real name or you just put it on?
No, fair dinkum, it is my real name. I reckon I could tear your arms off and beat you to death with them. I'm going to hunt you down and take a steamer on your bonnet, mate. How do you think about that?
Well said, Trent.
Trent, it is a poor name, Jim.
I love that.
Do you know any Trents?
Yeah, we used to have one work here in sales years ago. He's not with us anymore. He's the only one I can think of.
Beck Madden. Yeah, Beck Madden.
Her husband's Trent.
He's actually a nice fella.
Yeah.
When you talk about going to the pub and doing box trifectas for 2 hours?
Hey, I tell you what.
You haven't changed.
It's still the best 2 hours you could ever have that.
Yeah,
with the
Valley
boys
Inn.
On a Saturday.
Valley Inn, Jim.
What about that? You dropped that in, Fat.
When you used to get the corner bread, remember? The bread cut in.
You used to get a Parmigiana and a corner of bread. White bread.
A bread cut in half. It was quite a triangle.
Thank you, Bill. Oh, my goodness.
But Trent, you know where Trent sits up the top with? Clint.
No.
Clint's a shocker too, by the way. And then Ryan.
Oh, I don't think Wayne's great.
No, Wayne's not.
And Daryl's not getting the job done either. Anyway, Edward's a very nice name, and we hope you've enjoyed hearing that from Ravenhall.
Joined by Mark Rusciutto.
This man, of course, an absolute legend of the game of AFL football. And when it comes to the lockdown, Bill, you wonder what people do,
yes.
You know, because we've all had to just stay indoors and do as we're told. And we're going to get to the bottom of what's going on over there in Adelaide. But it's interesting with this bloke because during the course of the lockdown, Billy's had four more kids.
He has indeed. He had six to start with. Now he's got 10. Mark Rusciutto, welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day, boys. Good to be back on.
How many kids have you got now?
11.
That's not bad from you, Ruth.
Yes, I like it. Rusciutto, what is going on with your chief health officer over there, please?
With
almost
Adelaide.
Single-handedly trying to stuff our comp.
Professor Nicholas Berrier. Ditz is in love with her. He's got a bit of a crush on her. That's one thing I know is going on. But look,
She's safe then.
There's no doubt.
Man, is she going to fall for old fat Dittmar?
Yeah, I know. But, he reckons he's got... He's got the kiss lady die. You do know that, don't you?
No. Come on.
Our Professor Nicola Sperrier has done a great job here. We've had one case in 33 days, and that was from someone from overseas. So she's done a great job, but they don't want to open up the economy, the doctors. They want to make sure they keep the virus down. But Stephen Marshall has started to open up and ease restrictions. They've opening up the pubs a lot more from Monday. Cinemas, you name it. Everything's open. Schools are open. So the economy's starting to get opened up now, and the football is heading back on track. So, yes, we've got to play the showdown here in Adelaide. A few weeks up in the Gold Coast, and after that, hopefully, the borders will be open. But if you blokes your infection's under control, you're the worst in Australia.
I can't get my head around it. Like, we've got this banana. We've got this rugby league banana trying to say that the game's in advance of the AFL. It's got nothing to do with the AFL. It's the halfwits in Adelaide and further west in Perth who are shutting their bloody borders up. That's what's costing us.
The reason we're shut is because you got that many bloody infections. You're with your cover-ups of bloody cedar meats and the McDonald's and all your other little clusters. Yeah. Look... If it was for me, I'd have everything open as well, boys. I don't reckon you could catch the virus if you gave someone $1 million to catch it at the moment, could you, Bill?
I want to talk to you about the showdown. We got it coming up, of course, on the weekend, not next weekend. But also, then the teams have got to go and relocate for a while. And Port Adelaide absolutely said under no circumstances are we staying in the same building as the Crows.
Oh, that's talking it up. Koshy and Hankley just talking a bit of garbage there, really, surely. You do what the AFL says. We know that. You know that, Bray. They run the show. So they go up there. They're going to be fine in the same hotel. It's only for a few weeks, and it'll be fine. I mean, what could go wrong?
Ramsgate.
is there a bar at this hotel where you all meet?
Exactly right. I said on Twitter the other week, what could go wrong? Carrie and I were fine for a couple of hours, so a couple of months, it'll be no issue. But no one's comfortable with the hubs, really. It'll be a bit of fun for the boys, but, yeah, look, it's not ideal, but to get the season going, we've got to do it.
Kari's head officially turned purple. Like the air wasn't going in or out.
Yes, well, I just had to tell him it's a little bit different off the field to on the footy field. There's no umpire to stop him there. But anyway, he's a good lad, Kari.
Kane Corn sold me Port Hate Crows.
Oh, you putting a bit of a cockle on the hook, so I bite it. Yeah. Kane Corns, he wouldn't have known what was at the show at the Ramsgate because he was home in bed, and his brother was hiding under a table to try and get away from him.
Oh, not Chad. Chad would have been there throwing him.
He was not. You ask him and put him on a lie detector. He was hiding under a table.
Hey, is everything all right at the Crows? Geez, you've had some bad press the last few weeks.
Oh, bad press. That was a storm in a teacup, that was, Billy.
Gallivanting on the golf course. Fancy doing that sort of stuff.
You know what it was? It was stupid and it was dumb.
Yep.
And the individuals paid the price. They weren't breaking any social distancing rules. What they broke was the AFL rules in kicking in more than two people. Right. And that was a stupid mistake. In Adelaide, we never got any less than 10 people at a time.
Yep.
That was only an AFL rule they broke. It was a beat up in Melbourne. That was highly unusual you do that.
Hey, great chatting to you, mate. When the borders open in 2025 from your joint, we'll look forward to having a beer.
I love talking to you, boys. And, Bill, keep working on that English language, mate.
I will. No worries. Me, you and Doug Hawkins. We know six languages and not one is English.
Something we can't do without is the idiot file. I often get people just contacting me, you know, randomly, and I had one recently from a bloke I hadn't heard from for a very long time, who obviously listens to our show, Warwick his name is, and he came through to me on text, Fat, and all it said under his name was, Bill's a halfwit.
Halfwit what?
Halfwit. That's all it said, Bill. So obviously listening to our show and had decided that something you tried to say didn't really come out too well.
Yeah.
So that's highly likely to be included in this, which is Liquid Radio Gold in the form of the idiot file.
I got some feedback here on the socials, Jim. Yes. Loved your gold then, Bill, on the crowd noise. Very good. Well done.
No, no one said that.
That was quick. Who's it from?
That's from Tim Othie.
Oh.
It is. Timmy Othie said it.
Tim Othie.
Yeah, that's his name.
What the hell was that?
That's just a very well-presented question, Jim. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
Turn
over a new page. The K-League side, you know, the South Korean soccer league over there, Jim.
Not really, but yeah.
Well, you should. It's on at the minute. And one of my favourite side over there is FC Seoul. Well, they have apologised for filling the stadium with mannequins and dolls, Jim. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hello, double guts.
Guess what, Jim? We're reheating some of my lessons in radio this week. Pay attention, old skinny. This will help you stay out of trouble.
Do you want to start again?
I thought that wasn't bad. And it's good news over at Fremantle. I'm just reading the Western Australian here, Jim.
Fremantle opened up their borders.
Fremantle Dockers star.
Yes.
Jess.
All right, so let's get to the calls. So Michael's there, Fat.
In Kalinda?
Clarinda.
Clarinda, mate.
Kalinda. Get it right, Jim, Clarinda. You flog.
Yeah.
What happened, Licky boy? Oh, soccer, Jim, my game.
Oh, no.
The world game, the round ball, the back of the onion.
Where are we talking here?
German game over there, Jim. And it was at a stadium where obviously no supporters can go along.
No.
So they play, see what they did, the home team?
Yeah. What's the team called?
The team's called Barissera. They. Righto, morning, Jim.
Hello, Fat.
Guess what? We're reheating some of my lessons.
Nice.
This is Elon Musk, SpaceX, Jim. But that is very interesting, and it does have a toilet on it, Jim, and it's about 19 hours it takes a flight. So
a toilet.
Toilet.
I hit the sting rab so he doesn't tell another one. This has been his worst week of jokes ever.
The hipness. It was good. Any news on the volume of the noise crowd?
Oh, yeah. The applause.
Crowd noise, I think, is what he's trying to ask.
Oh, the crowd noise. Noise crowd. Same thing. Otea's turned into a bit of a comedian. Dimmer, Damien Hardwick.
Yes.
And I caught up with him, Jim, because he is the entertainer now, and I caught him on Bumble or what? What is it?
What did you catch him on?
Spam.
Anyway. Shut up, Rabs. What did you catch him on?
On that thing, what you're on.
What's it called?
I'm thinking. Anyway, I caught him on that. YouTube. And...
YouTube,
Jim.
Oh, no.
Zoom, you flog. You remember that, Jim. It's not that hard.
How are you capable of it, Fat?
I don't know. I just can't talk sometimes, can I? My teeth get in the road. A bit of Tony Jones, a bit chompers. Hey, it's on video or vignette, or is it?
Yeah.
Raps? Vignette.
It is. Vignette. You didn't sound too sure there.
No,
it is. On Facebook and Instagram, Triple M's Rush Hour. Have a look at it if you want to visualise Bill not being able to talk.
I think you need a break, Fat.
I do. Well, I've been going hard for, I don't know, been in lockdown twice this year, Jim.
Yes.
And I've been going hard for the last 60 days, being in here, really running the show, putting it together, producing.
That's it. That's it.
Getting you up on Zoom and then doing the show myself while you sit back up there with your feet up like a punt.
You're not including the month you did with Daisy Thomas, surely.
I'm including that. That was all a pre-season. Well, I had to run the show there. Poor old Daisy can't put three words together. So I've been doing it all.
Oh, my God.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Jim, my girlfriend said to me, I'm pregnant. I said, hi, pregnant, I'm Dad.
Oh, no.
She said, no, you're not.
Oh, no. What about that? Jesus.
All right, Jim, I got another one.
Well, something that's funny.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
This baggy green belongs to?
This baggy green belongs to who?
Not to you, James Brayshaw.
Yes. Never saw that one coming, Fat.
That was from Aaron. Aaron Cox sent that in.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.